any kind of win is a good win, you know. And we showed glimpses of being pretty good at times, and we showed glimpses of being pretty bad at times. And Missouri's has played that way, and with good effort and never give up. I think sometimes our guys thought, hey, we're up 10, this is over. And we played again, showed some immaturity instead of just raising it up a level and pulling away. Defensively, we'd get beat off the dribble or foul. Or offensively, we would turn it over. And we missed some shots again, not having Tyler in the first half. We were never able to extend it without him on the floor.
Without meaning to be seen disrespectful, do you feel like y'all might have played down your competition?
You said that, you know. My coaches think our team has been that way all year, but that's a sign of an immature team, and we got to stop being that way. We're up 8 at the end, and we're not in there fighting to get the rebound to finish the game off. You know, we're in there letting the ball bounce and letting them lay it up. I've lost games like that, you know, and our guys don't have that sense of urgency of let's go finish the game off and make the right play.
All that being said, Coach, you guys now have won back-to-back games. Confidence-wise, do you think they're getting better to maybe try to put a streak together?
I hope so. You know, I can't. We have been inconsistent. We've been better with our practices. So, you know, Admon and I thought Robert stepped up and had big games. Tony in the first half was really good. Defensively, I thought it was really a poor performance by us. But, again, you know, Missouri went small, and with Barnett hitting threes early in the first half, it kind of stretched our defense, and Missouri did some things well.
Robert seems like he's getting more confident and better all the time.
Yes, he is, and we need some other people to do that, you know. He is. He's young, and he's very talented, and I'm pleased with his progress, obviously, and we just got to have some other guys step up.
What are you hoping DJ learns from this move to coming in off the bench?
That he needs to practice better, and he needs to be better when he's in the game. You know, we have some guys that I'm not able to take them out, and when they take a tough shot or they have a turnover, because I don't have a lot of confidence in our bench at times. And so we play guys through mistakes that good teams don't do. And so those guys have to be really good every possession, and we're not. You know, we take plays off defensively. Offensively, we get loose with the ball and turn it over. We're up 10 or 11. We move the ball a few times, make a couple of buckets, the game will be over. You know, but we're not disciplined enough and tough enough and deep enough. And it seems like I say this more than we're going to have more guys. You know, we've got to improve our depth. And I'm excited about the class we got coming in and the guys we have coming back. So, anyway, but we get everything's in front of us too. We got games. We can win all these games. You know, it's just this league this year is strange. We can beat Florida. I think we can beat anybody on our schedule, but I know we can lose to everybody on our schedule too. And that's kind of where we're at as a team right now.
Billy, you were talking about the immaturity and all, and yet. I know you have to be encouraged that Missouri comes back, ties it up, and then you overly control the game.
We moved again. We raised our level up a little bit. You know, two or three possessions defensively, two or three possessions offensively. Made a great pass to DJ in the corner. And he stepped up and made a shot. Go get a rebound, finish, you know, Admon, every time they cut into it, he hit a big three. You know, so there's some good things going. And the zone kept us from getting Tyler the ball some, and that's the first time we've seen a team play that much zone in a while.
I ask your guys this: how would you describe Admon's shot? It's smooth, but it's a little different, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe it?
You give him a little time, he's going to make it. You know, he spends a lot of time. He's in the gym more than anybody we have on guard-wise. He shoots more than anybody on our team, and so he puts in the work, and that's why he's so good. I mean, 6 out of 10 from the three. Everybody knows he's going to shoot it. He's had, what, 4 20-plus games. So we just got to get some help from some other guys, you know.
Talk about DJ a little bit there. Did you feel like when he was playing well, then the team starts to play better and with his possession, especially it seemed like his start to the second half was much better?
Yeah, he had 6 assists, you know. I think defensively for him, he's still not moving as well as we would like with his foot. And that's an ongoing thing. And he's a talented player. He's capable of doing better things for us, and he will. And I told him, I said, hey, you're open, you shoot, because that's what we have you here. And he stepped up and hit that big three in the corner, and that was big for us.
Coach, I know you said you guys didn't play well defensively, but it seemed like defensive rebounds really came up big, especially late. Quite a few boards
Yeah, I just thought transition defense was the worst we probably played all year. I think we gave up a lot of transition points, and their guards do a good job of attacking. But, you know, they had 33 bench points. We had 8, you know, fast break points, 12, and then 24 points off of our turnovers. I mean, those are things we can control.
A little discouraging, Coach, when you talk about not being able to put away a team early and Tyler goes out, but Tyler has to go out because fouls are silly. They're 94 feet from the wrong end.
Yeah, and I he's so big, you know, I've got to look at it. I think he gets some cheap fouls stepping in, posting up, and I don't know if he had his hands down, it's a foul, or if he's displacing somebody. He had 2 fouls like that. He can't get the cheap fouls of reaching in that he's gotten better at. He hadn't been in foul trouble as much this year.
Coach,